Councillor Eddie Fullerton was a much loved and respected member of Buncrana Urban District Council and Donegal County Council. He was assassinated in his home on May 25th, 1991. His family have been failed by the sheer apathy of those in power in this state since. But thanks to the tireless efforts of his family, we now know that an RUC special branch car took his killers over the border that night. We also know that whenever the weapons that were used in the massacres at Castle Rock and Grey Steel, two of those guns were used in the murder of Eddie Fullerton. When those were in custody and those weapons were found, the Gardaí failed to interview those that were in custody incredibly. So Tánaiste, yeah, will you and the Taoiseach meet with the family of Eddie Fullerton, listen to their serious concerns and act on them once and for all?
Thank you.
Thanks, Deputy. The RTE documentary, along with other BBC Panorama programmes and the recent book about the Lethal Allies, confirm that collusion between security forces and paramilitaries was endemic during the Troubles. And the people responsible must be brought to justice. That's our position, that's my position, that's the Labour Party's position. And the families of the victims deserve nothing less. The families, obviously, of Councillor Fullerton, but also all the other families on both sides of the Troubles deserve nothing less. So the Irish government has consistently called on the British government to face up to its responsibilities on the past. And you instant Weston Park, going back to 2004, and you know the history of what has happened since then. But a framework for achieving what we're talking about is contained in the Stormont House Agreement. And, you know, your leader and other people, particularly the Deputy First Minister, were present in the Stormont House discussions. And I believe that does provide a framework. And I would say as well that in relation to the Smithwick report, when that was publicised, dealing with issues around Garda collusion with the IRA, the deaths, for instance, of the two RUC officers, my predecessor, Eamon Gilmore, and then Tánaiste, took a leadership role on dealing with the past in relation to what Smithwick published. I think that you know, we all need to be careful in relation to attempts to rewrite the past. And in the Assembly debate on collusion earlier this week, and again in the Houses on Tuesday, you know, we need to look at this as a conflict which involved two sides. And the paramilitaries and what they did on both sides needs to be addressed. And essentially, that's why I would reference again the Stormont House Agreement as offering a way forward, and in particular taking into account the needs of people's families, of victims' families on both sides.
Honest, you're right. All families do deserve the truth. The difficulty is that the British government and the British state have never accepted the full responsibility for their full role in controlling and arming and directing unionist paramilitaries throughout the decades of conflict. That is your responsibility. You are co-guarantors of all of these agreements, from the Good Friday Agreement through to the Stormont House Agreement. It is your responsibility. Can you imagine, Tánaiste, in any other European jurisdiction, where a much-loved elected representative is murdered by agents of another state, and the government in that jurisdiction would pretty much sit on their hands for 24 years and accept that, despite overwhelming evidence of this. So what I'm asking you again is, will you, Tánaiste, and the Taoiseach meet with the family of Councillor Eddie Fullerton, listen to the latest update on where their investigations have come over these years, listen to their serious concerns, act upon them, and further, Will you look at the cases of the Dublin Monaghan bombings, the Pat Finucane, and say to the British government to take your full responsibility for your part in the conflict? Other groups have accepted responsibility and apologised for the hurt and pain that they inflicted during those terrible years. The one party that is missing from this equation are the British government. Taoiseach, it is your responsibility, it's a Taoiseach's responsibility to make the British government live up to their responsibilities and to get to the truth for the families who ask for it.
Thank you.
Yeah, and the Irish government has consistently called on the British government to face up to its responsibilities in relation to the past. In relation to Pat Finucane, we have made it absolutely clear that an inquiry into the murder of Pat Finucane should take place. And also, we have said time and again in this House and in other locations that the Ballymurphy families should have the investigation that they seek. That's been absolutely, that's been made absolutely clear on numerous occasions by the Irish government, and that's our position. But I just want to return to the broader issue, because we are all undoubtedly committed to a peaceful future for everybody on this island. And in that context, I just want to say again, I do really recommend the mechanisms in the Stormont House Agreement, the Historical Investigations Unit, and the Independent Commission on Information Retrieval. I think they are all part, you know, of, if you like, a number of initiatives which need to take place to allow different families in relation to different situations where they lost members of the family or where other events happened to be investigated. But I do say as well, Deputy, that Sinn Féin has a role to play as well, as has the broader Republican movement, and that is that the families of the disappeared need to receive justice also. And the IRA has to face up to its role in covering up child abuse, and the Republican movement has to address that. I mean, Maria Cahill, for instance, I would say that she is entitled to justice as well in relation to what happened to her. But I think if we can use mechanisms to move all of these issues forward, which have deeply affect and have affected probably for all of the moments since, since the people in their families died, the people affected by the troubles, we should go ahead with that. I will certainly talk with the Taoiseach about doing that, but in relation to what happened to Councillor Fullerton and his murder, and what happened. As I said, we have continuous discussions in relation to this, but I would say, you know, Sinn Féin also has a responsibility, and the IRA has a responsibility to, you know, absolutely face up to the issues relating to the disappeared, but also to the issues in relation to abuse, and specifically people like Maria Cahill, who have come forward looking for justice, and Paddy McGahan looking for justice in relation to their situations and what happened to them by paramilitary.